T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
And good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of the State of California, along with Margie Schaefer and Jeff Bell.
Californians are already voting by mail, and every registered voter should have received a ballot in the mail by now.
But some voters report receiving more than one or getting some for voters who have died or moved away. And there's some confusion among voters about how to vote in person if they still want to.
Well, to clear up some of the questions that surround this year's unusual and, in fact, unprecedented election in California, we're joined today on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by California Secretary of State Alex Padilla. Thank you so much for being with us once again, sir. And Secretary, I actually want to begin with an innocent question that I had yesterday that triggered a bit of a fuss on Twitter. I've always voted in person, but I, of course, did receive a ballot in the mail this year. And I wondered, what should I do with that ballot if I don't want to use it? And I was told by many people that I have to bring it with me to the polling place to exchange for an in-person ballot, which many voters did not realize at all. But then some county registrars told KCBS, no, you don't need to do that. So which is it? And can you clear this up for us?
Sure. And I appreciate the question. It may seem innocent, but it's good that folks are thinking. It is a good idea if you can bring it with you to the polling location. You know, you can cast it there. You can surrender it there. But if you don't, if you lose it, that's not a problem. Protocols are in place to make sure that if you vote in person, that the vote by mail ballot will be disqualified and not counted if somehow it comes back to the county elections office. So there you go. Every county has different protocols in place. It's helpful if you bring it with you, but not a problem if you don't.
So are you concerned that folks who have always voted in person might show up to do just that and have to vote provisionally because they haven't paid attention to a different process this year?
No, again, the protocols are a little different in each county. Most counties, if you show up in person, even if they receive the vote by mail ballot at home, you'll be given a live ballot, not a provisional ballot. What counties do is immediately update your record as a voter as having cast the ballot in this election. So if a vote by mail ballot under your name comes in afterwards, it will not be counted. So we've come a long way. It's part of the new capabilities of the voting systems that are in place now. The last couple of years, all 58 counties in California have upgraded or replaced their voting systems, not only to more secure technology, but to enable more features like what we're just talking about here.
So is that the VoteCal electronic system? How will that work?
Yeah, so the VoteCal system is the name for our statewide centralized voter registration database. The specific voting system in each county may vary county to county based on that county's needs. As you know, we have big rural counties, urban counties, big populations, small populations, et cetera. But between the county's voting system, their election management system, which is more on the software side, they do interface with the centralized registration database. So a lot of technology behind the scenes ensuring the integrity and security of our elections. For more information, we invite anybody to visit vote.ca.gov. It's where we point people to register to vote, to sign up for Where's My Ballot, our new ballot tracking tool, and to read up on election cybersecurity information and more.
So how reliable is that system? And given that this is the first time it's being used, maybe it was used in the primary in some places, but so on such a widespread basis, what kind of backups are in place? I mean, what happens if something crashes or somebody doesn't know how to use the iPad or whatever the issues are on election day?
So there's a lot of different elements. I mean, if you can mentally envision a flowchart when it comes to elections. So voter registration is one thing. You know, it's counties that oversee the printing of ballots, distribution of ballots, the collection of ballots, counting of ballots. You know, and of course, we oversee it for the entire state of California. So I do think that California doesn't just have the most accessible voting system with multiple options on how to register if you're eligible, multiple ways to cast your ballot by mail or in person, but the most secure elections infrastructure, because we test voting systems in California to a higher standard than what even the federal agencies recommend. So, you know, from a security and preparation standpoint, I think we're in great shape. We're working hard to make sure voters know their options for how to vote and protect their health this November during this COVID-19 pandemic. If it's any, if it's helpful, we can use as a benchmark the level of vote by mail from the March primary, right? Even before COVID and stay-at-home orders, more than 70% of ballots cast were vote by mail ballots in the primary. And we expect even more than that for the November general election. But for people who need to vote in person, and there's a lot of them, it's a big, diverse state, we'll make sure that we're ready for them, not just on election day, but in the days leading up to the election, with most counties offering in-person early voting as well.
Secretary, a voter who receives an extra or incorrect ballot somehow by mistake, what would the protocol be? Who do they contact? Do they return it somehow? What should they do?
Yeah, great question. And so first of all, the distinction of maybe an extra ballot going out inadvertently versus that ballot actually being filled out and somebody attempting to cast it. So safeguards are in place against that. If you do receive a ballot inadvertently for somebody else, maybe somebody who's moved or passed away, or a duplicate ballot, the advice is to contact your county. Again, you can visit vote.ca.gov. One of the options there is a directory of contact information for each county's elections office. They can instruct you what to do with that ballot, if it's to return it or simply to whatever they suggest, maybe bring it into a voting location. But and by no means do we ask people to try to cast a ballot unlawfully.
President Trump said today that Californians vote more than once, that we vote three times out here. Secretary, you're the man to ask. How widespread is intentional voter fraud?
Simply not true. And it's sad, because voters deserve the truth when it comes to elections, the truth when it comes to vote by mail. All the research, all the data says the same thing. Voter fraud is exceedingly, exceedingly rare across the country, including California, including vote by mail. You know, just to give you a flavor for the safeguards in place to protect the integrity of vote by mail, let's start with the ballots themselves. You know, it's every election, each county selects specific paper types that the ballots are printed on. It's along the lines of how we secure our currency. Think watermarks and other distinguishing features. So if counterfeit ballots were to be introduced, that would set alarms off immediately. And I say that because that's another one of the conspiracy theories out there. Number two, when you return a vote by mail ballot, it must be returned in the official envelope. And each envelope has a unique barcode confirming the identity of the voter when the ballot comes back. It's part of what enables our ballot tracking system, which more than 1.5 million voters have signed up for. And it's also what helps us protect against double voting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.